Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And hope you'll enjoy this one. We're going to talk about Justin Welby and the Church of England. So, as you know, our beloved Archbishop of Canterbury is quite the little activist. And we're going to talk about some of his current ramblings to the Lambeth Conference of Anglican Bishops in a second. So I hope you'll enjoy that one as we get stuck into the Archbishop. Remember, if you enjoy the work that we do, please support us by buying me a coffee, link below, going to the donor box, link below, becoming a super fan of the platform. And don't forget, when you've done all that, or if you do any of that, you can also enjoy the premium podcast for free if you just click through and subscribe to our premium podcast, which went out yesterday. So please give it a listen if you haven't, if you didn't catch it yesterday. Okay. Justin Welby. All right. Okay. Let's, holy smokes, let's get to the Archbishop of Canterbury, because he, in his most recent address to the Lambeth Conference of Anglican Bishops, he is, he's talked about the unethical treatment of migrants. He warns that the Church of England leaders are one of the oppressors if they fail to act. He's talking about climate change as an undeclared war. And he's denounced the government's Rwanda asylum deal, whereby illegal migrants coming into the UK across the channel are sent to Rwanda if they fail the necessary tests. So, actually, there's only one test. Should they be here? Answer, no. Send them all to wherever. I don't care. But anyway, back to Welby. So Welby is talking about the all of these issues. He says that calling climate change an undeclared war, he says that if we don't deal with things, it could create 1.2 billion refugees with consequences tragic beyond anything in human history. To be silent on the unethical treatment of migrants, or on war, on oppression, on the abuse of human rights, on persecution, is to be one of the oppressors, Satan told the Lambeth Conference of Anglican Bishops. Sorry, Welby told the Lambeth Conference of Bishops. He said his institution had been embedded in the establishment and had tempted us sometimes in the Church of England to be too close. Not so much nowadays. I think both the cabinet and myself would say, it came after he used his Easter sermon to attack Priti Patel's Rwanda asylum deal. Well, hang on a second, Justin Welby. If you don't want to be embedded in the establishment, how about you voluntarily remove all your bishops from their little pulpit in the House of Lords? How about that? No, you don't want to do that. So you think it's bad to be embedded in the establishment whilst literally having your bishops embedded in the House of Lords, which is about as close to this epicenter of the establishment as you can get. That's okay, is it? Seems so. Uh-oh, guys, I think we're talking to a hypocrite. The Archbishop wasn't finished, though. He said, climate change, better call the climate crisis, or better still, the climate emergency. This guy's a cabalist, friends. He's a cabalist. It is a result of the wealthier countries having declared war on God's creation unknowingly, unthinkingly, starting from the 19th century. So I think Justin's pretty much against the Industrial Revolution, which lifted millions, potentially billions of people out of poverty, but the Archbishop's against that. The symptoms of the war now are that the wealthy dump refuse in the oceans. They tell the poor not to use carbon-generating life for fuels. And they say to the world too often, not by their word, but by their actions, we will keep our wealth and you, the poor, must discover new paths. Get out of here, Welby. Get out of here. He said the Rwanda proposal would not stand up to the judgment of God, adding there were serious ethical questions about sending asylum seekers overseas. Well, number one, these are not asylum seekers. Number two, there's serious ethical issues, Justin Welby, about allowing lawbreakers into the land. Don't you understand that? Have you no idea of that? Of course you haven't. You haven't. You are one of the most biggest, unspeakable hypocrites I've ever encountered. I mean, literally, the Church of England is led by wolves dressed as sheep. This guy, he's bought into the Gaia worship. Is he a Christ worshiper? I don't think so. I think he worships Mother Earth. He worships the climate change agenda. He doesn't want this country to protect its borders, for example. So would that have meant in 1939, Justin, that you would have opposed us enforcing our borders against the Nazis? Was that, oh, no, that was okay, was it, Justin? Okay, but we can't enforce our borders in 2022 because that's unethical. Is that what you're saying? And you see, all of this speaks to the fact that the Church of England is essentially a whitened sepulchre. It is a hollowed out rusk of that which it once was. If you think there's any religion in it, you're kidding yourself. Not in 2022. That's been all removed. And instead, a woke gospel is that which they preach from the pulpit, or at least many of them preach from the pulpit. I know there are a few exceptions, by the way, I should say. Even within the Anglican community and within the Anglican ministry, there are exceptions. But I'm talking about Welby here, the Archbishop himself, and those at this most senior level, who are incredibly woke, incredibly guilt-ridden. The only thing they should be guilty about is the fact that they've taken the faith, Christianity, and they're killing it. It's been strangled. The attendance numbers in Church of England churches has fallen to an all-time low. Why is that? It's because they don't tell people what people want to or need to know. They don't preach the gospel of Christ. They preach the gospel of Greta. That's the point. These people are Greta worshippers. And as for, you know, a refusal to accept that the UK has a right, a moral obligation indeed, to defend its own borders from, as we've discovered in the past couple of days, from Albanian opportunists seeking to come in here pretending they're asylum seekers. Never mind the other lot, who are also not asylum seekers, by the way. The UK is being invaded across the English Channel by the day, and all the Anglican churches and all these activists like Welby can do is to berate us for daring, having the temerity to actually enforce our borders. I mean, honestly, at this point in the game, the Church of England does no good. I mean, frankly, be done with it. I'm through with the Church of England. It should be disestablished. It should be taken out of the House of Lords. And, people have voted with their feet. They don't go to their services anymore. The flock have deserted these wolves. And I can't blame them.